Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Happy New Year, everybody. Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott here in Tarrytown. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. And we want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Faceless Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, as I said, businesses from all walks of the county are here tonight as it is the first networking event of the year. We expect a fantastic turnout here on this January 10th here. Again, temperatures mild, and we should have a very, very good turnout for that. And my first guest tonight I'm pleased to have with us here is Daniel Cook. He is with Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Daniel, good to see you tonight.
Hey, good seeing you. Good evening and Happy New Year. It's great to see you guys.
You too. Tell us what's happening with Entergy here tonight and why you're here for this event.
We're here, just like you say, it's the first event of the year. We just want to stay out in the face of the public and let them know that we're still here and we're still providing safe, clean, economical power for the community.
How long has Entergy been around for Westchester since you started?
I've been with them since 2000 when they first came to New York State. So they've been here quite a while, and we'll be here for a few more years for sure.
Yeah, how have you seen business grow here in the county since you started back in 2000?
Oh, it's been amazing. I used to work in the White Plains office, and even there you saw how White Plains grew. And then as I just go back and forth to work now up in Buchanan, our plant at Indian Point, you still see that just the growth is phenomenal and a good business community overall.
What does it mean to come to an event like this to connect? Because that's what this event is all about. It's about networking. How does that help Entergy as far as your clientele?
Exactly. It just gets us out. We meet more people in the business community as well, develop relationships that can, perhaps we can help them. They could help us get our word out and just let people know that we are here to be a good corporate sponsor until we eventually close up.
Now, having said that, what is on the docket for this particular year in 2018 as you start the new year?
Well, we usually start off the first part of the year by refueling one of our reactors, so that's quite a busy time for the company. And then after that, we just hopefully have a nice, quiet summer where we provide electricity for all the people using their air conditioners throughout the summer.
So, again, the closure, it's going to be in the next few years. So you're kind of like phasing things out. I mean, how's that transition work towards the closure?
We have a separate organization developing the plans to go forward with that. We've closed our plant in Vermont, so we've sort of been through the logistics already. And those who want to stay with Entergy, which has been a very good company for many employers, we can be transferred down to their other plants. They have numerous plants throughout the South and in Texas. So anybody wants to stay with them, they're more than welcome to do that, which is kind of a great thing for the company to offer.
And you mentioned you're very active in the community, right?
Oh, very much so. I'm a member of, I help with Easter Seals. I also help with the American Legion here in White Plains. And anything else that comes up, I'm glad to support that as well.
And as far as making connections here, what you've done in the past, have you met a lot of new people who were interested in working with Entergy along the way?
Actually, you'd be surprised. There's people out there, actually, they're looking for our support, which we're always glad to help out good causes, but also just different things, whether it be publishing, advertising, different things like that. It's just been a good time to meet more people, and there's some great people here in Westchester County, of course.
Yeah, they come from all over the county, all these different businesses, and again, as you mentioned, you know, getting into the community, getting yourself out there like any business, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about, just making new friends and developing relationships.
If anybody would like more information about Entergy, any of the latest happenings, where can they get in touch with you?
Best thing is to go to our Facebook page, and you can get all the links through there for Indian Point. That's probably the best way to go about it. But guys can also reach out to Shark on Hold. They're a good business partner with Entergy, and we can also redirect anybody who has some serious inquiries as well.
Well, we appreciate having you with us. As always, you're a great sponsor, and great to have you on, Daniel. Best of luck to you in 2018.
Well, super, and same to you guys. Thank you very much. Great to see you.
Daniel Cook with Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Ladies and gentlemen, a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio. If you just joined us, we're broadcasting here live from the Westchester Marriott for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year's Blast. And we're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break and be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott here in Tarrytown. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. And we want to remind you we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You sure can. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, I'm pleased to have with us a really good friend of ours who we met at the Business Council of Westchester's barbecue last summer, as a matter of fact. Her name is Tracy Wilson. She calls herself Beauty Tracy Wilson on Instagram, and she owns beautiful publications. They're based in Connecticut. Tracy, good to see you tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year. Good to see you as well.
You too. Now, for those who aren't familiar, since we last talked back during the summer, Beautiful Publications, where in Connecticut is that located at?
Beautiful Publications is located in Stratford, Connecticut, in Fairfield County.
And exactly what you do, what is the genre that you do with that?
I write and publish erotic fiction novels.
Very edgy novels?
Yes, extremely edgy. I have a 5-book explicit series on Amazon, How Far Are You Willing to Go? Murder is Just the Beginning. I also have a 3-book series, the same series on Amazon, rated PG, for those that like it toned down.
Now let's talk about why you're here tonight. And of course, you attend, I assume, a lot of these BCW events. As I said, you were at the barbecue, which is again, a connection event, a meetup, if you will, to connect face-to-face. Is that the reason why you do these?
Well, I do these events because I enjoy being a member of the Westchester Business Council. I also enjoy the networking opportunities, and the Westchester Business Council and also your radio show gives us an excellent opportunity for exposure and for people to know who we are and what we do.
Now, even though you're based in Connecticut, how important is the Westchester market for you?
The Westchester market is actually most important. This series takes place in Westchester County. News 12 has been written into the series, and I also work for Westchester County.
When did you first get interested in writing novels like this? A long time ago?
I have been writing since I was 13 years old, and writing has always been a passion. I grew up in foster care, and writing was how I dealt with experiences and challenges. And as I got older, I just turned my passion into something that I could enjoy.
So your personal experiences, it comes out every time everybody, you know, experiences your writing out there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And how popular are these novels since you've been doing it? I mean, you've been getting a lot of feedback from them?
I have been getting lots and lots of feedback.
Yeah.
Even before joining the council.
Long before then?
Yes.
How long have you been with the council?
I've been with the Westchester Business Council 2 years.
2 years. So in the 2 years you've been here, how much has it made a difference for you?
It has made a phenomenal difference. My first introduction was the Westchester Business Expo last year, which was how I was introduced to them. And since then, it has just been growing, and it continues to grow. And I'm enjoying the networking. I'm meeting wonderful people, and I've been enjoying a lot of opportunities.
And again, the social media aspect, as I said, I'm familiar with you on Instagram. I mean, that I'm surely that's just as important as the face-to-face contact, getting yourself out there, especially with the social media, trying to get a big audience, if you will, trying to grow that audience. Is that what you've been trying to do?
Yes, I have been doing that. I'm Beauty Tracy Wilson on Instagram. I am also Beauty Tracy Wilson in Facebook. I also have a page, Beautiful Publications, and I'm also Beauty Wilson on Twitter.
All the social media
yes.
outlets, right? If anybody, aside from that, would like more information, I mean, certainly they can go on the social media. Is there another way they can contact you?
Yes, they can email me, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at beautifulpublications.com. And they can also contact me on my website, beautifulpublications.com.
Sounds good. Well, Tracy, have fun tonight. Good to see you, and happy 2018 to you.
And thank you, and happy new year to you also.
Thank you, Tracy. Tracy Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, owner of Beautiful Publications based in Connecticut. She's here at tonight's 2018 New Year Blast, hosted by the Business Council of Westchester, as we are broadcasting live here at the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown on a fine evening. My name is Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of intro.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side, an experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie McKay, my caterer engineer. And we want to remind you, we are produced by Sharp Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, he's been a longtime member of the Business Council. We're pleased to have with us Ken Theobalds, who is with the council. Ken, good to have you here. And you said you've been with the council, what, 10 or 15 years?
Yeah, well, let's track. But we're members probably for at least a good 15 years.
And what have you seen in the 15 years with the council since you first started?
Well, under the leadership of Marsha Gordon and our most recent chair, Tony Justice, the Business Council has been at the forefront of championing expanding economic opportunity here in the region, giving businesses a chance to meet and do business with each other, and also pushing an aggressive policy agenda, both legislatively and otherwise, to support businesses here in Westchester County.
Now, when you're not with the council, what do you do on a daily basis?
Oh, I happen to be one of your sponsors. I'm the Vice President of Government and Regulatory Affairs for Entergy.
Ah, okay. That's good to know, too. Entergy, a proud sponsor of Westchester Talk Radio.
Indeed.
So, I mean, coming to an event like this, I mean, what does it mean to you as far as, like, making contacts and expanding your business? There's so many people represented here tonight.
Well, the beautiful thing about this event, which is now the sort of post-holiday get-together, is, you know, everybody's starting off the new year, trying to get back into the business groove with your contacts and your business plan and your goals, and this is an opportunity to get together with peers and meet new opportunity.
And any specific contacts you've made along the way?
Well, I know a lot of people, so for me it's not as much about making new contacts as it is being part of the fabric of the business community and supporting initiatives to expand economic opportunity here in Westchester.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, the Business Council, as I said, you know, the reaching out to the public and the private sector, trying to get new members in, and that's what this is all about, right?
Yes, and also, again, the opportunity for new members to meet other members, talk about their business, talk about opportunity. That's also something very important that's able to take place at an event like this. And being that it's right after the holidays, you sort of kicking the new year off in the high gear.
Yeah, I think with an event like this, I mean, it is the New Year blast. It's a great way to start the year, making some new contacts. I mean, not so much as a New Year's resolution, but again, a chance to meet new people and, as you say, make contacts with those you already know, right?
Indeed.
And again, as you, and when you're not doing this, as I said, you're with Entergy. We talked to Dan Cook earlier, who is also a member of the company as well. And again, the big doings for this year, also for 2018.
We're here in the community. We're obviously in the important schedule to close in 20 and 21. But in the meantime, we're still active and vibrant members of the business community here, providing power and support to our businesses and homes here in Westchester.
All around the county. All right. Well, Kenthea Bowles with Entergy, Westchester Business Council of Westchester, thanks so much for joining us. Have some fun tonight, all right?
Thank you, and thank you for helping promote the Business Council and this event.
Well, as we said to Dan, we appreciate that, and we appreciate having you as a sponsor, as always.
Okay.
Thank you, Ken. Kenthea Bowles, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jim Cleefield. Again, we're broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. My name is Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for this short break and be back with more in just a moment.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everybody. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live here at the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie McKay, Matt Kane, our engineer. We want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Advisors. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You sure can. Westchester Talk Radio. Well, I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest, a good friend of ours. We've talked to him many, many times with the Child Care Council of Westchester. He is Craig Ruoff, who's also with the Business Council. And Craig, good to have you with us. You're also representing Cushman and Wakefield. You wear many hats, don't you?
I wear a couple of hats. Thank you very much for having me back on.
Yes. Have you come to this particular event before with the Business Council? If so, what's the experience been like for you when you've done it?
It's been fantastic. I was very fortunate within the past year or so to be asked to join as an ambassador with the Business Council, which means that I get involved with helping new members acclimate, help them learn about the Business Council, and how to best utilize it to help them. And it was a real honor to get chosen for that. I've been involved with the Business Council for many years now. So I've attended numerous events. I attend as many. As they say, the more events you attend, the more you get out of it.
Exactly. So as an ambassador, let's say you're somebody who is joining the council as a member for the first time. Are you one of the first people they talk to?
Yeah. What happens, I'm not one of the first people they talk to. They speak with Linda, and they speak with Marcia, and they speak with other folks involved with the administration of the Business Council and the running of it. And then Linda will allocate or delegate people to work with it. She'll line up what your business goals are and pick an ambassador that looks like they will be a good synergistic match for you. And then once we're put in charge, we try to reach out to them. We make ourselves available to the new members and to help them guide them along.
Is this something where you kind of go into the community, meeting face-to-face with people to try to get them to join? Is that how that works?
Well, we're not involved in member... Well, we're involved in... I think everybody in the business council, to some extent, is involved in membership or should be. Yes. And I know that as a fan of the business council, you're always speaking to people about the benefits of it. As an ambassador, it's more really helping onboard new members and helping them learn the ins and outs. When you're at events, helping to introduce them to people that they might want to meet and helping them feel comfortable and helping them learn what they can get out of the business council.
Sounds like there's kind of a learning curve for a member the first time out, like learning how this all works.
Yeah, I think it's a very broad organization, and there is so much that the business council does that it helps to have a guide. So the ambassadors really work as guides. There's a lot of material out there. The website's very helpful. So I think it is very user-friendly, but it always helps to have an individual on a personal level that you can reach out to help learn even more.
So and when you look at that user's guide, there's a lot to find out about that, right?
Yeah. Just from the website, you can find out an awful lot about the business council.
And there's all kinds of good information in there, right?
Absolutely.
It can answer all your questions?
Most of them. And if they can't, you make the phone call and you speak to one of the folks at the business council. They're incredibly helpful. And then once you come to the membership point and you're a new member, they give you an ambassador.
And that's how it works. So it's kind of a step-by-step process. Like I said, you talk to Linda or Marcia, and then let's say somebody like you would come after that, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, Craig Ruoff, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck to you with the child care council. I'm sure we'll speak to you again real soon and have some fun tonight, all right?
Thank you very much for having me on.
Craig Ruoff, ladies and gentlemen, again, is with the Child Care Council of Westchester. He is an ambassador with the Business Council of Westchester and is also with Cushman and Wakefield. He wears many, many hats. Again, we're broadcasting live Westchester Talk Radio is from the Westchester Marriott here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. My name is Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for this short break and be back with more right after this.
Energy rates are at their lowest in over a decade. Find out what fixed rate power can do for your business. When choosing a supplier, one of your most important decisions is whether to go with a fixed or variable product. Now is the perfect time to talk with Fixed Rate Power, just like the 2,100 square foot Heathcote Deli in Scarsdale did. Owner Greg saves over $4,200 a year by locking in significantly lower energy rates through Fixed Rate Power. Check out fixedratepower.com or call 914-725-7283. Why spend more money on something you may not have to?
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we are broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott here in Tarrytown. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kay, and our extraordinary engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy at Ian Point Energy Center, along with Faceless Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You certainly can. Westchester Talk Radio. I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest here. We'd like to say Happy New Year to Fred Schwamm. He is with American Christmas. Happy New Year to you, Fred.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too, Jim.
Your thoughts on being here at this wonderful event, this networking event to kick off the new year. You've done this before, I take it, right?
I've been here before. We're proud to be one of the sponsors and, a big fan of the Business Council of Westchester, and this is a wonderful opportunity to get together with a lot of friends.
What does it mean to you as a company, as American Christmas?
Well, the organization is such a huge supporter of Westchester County business, and the fact that we're members gives us the opportunity to network regularly at all these fantastic events, and the fact that American Christmas can give back to a certain extent by sponsoring this particular event is a great opportunity for us.
And for those who are not familiar with American Christmas, what exactly is the organization about?
So American Christmas is a commercial Christmas decorating firm. We decorate all types of commercial properties, banks, restaurants, hotels, office lobbies, department stores, mostly in Manhattan, but we have clients all over the country, and it's just large-scale Christmas display. So we are at the tail end of our busy season. We're taking everything down, and we'll be done by this weekend, so I'm looking forward to that.
I was going to say, it'll be Christmas before you know it. The year just goes by very quickly. So your scope is not just limited locally here. It's all around the country, too, right?
Yeah, about 70% of our volume is the New York tri-state area, but we did installations in 35 cities around the country this year, and we actually did a Cartier store in Sydney, Australia. So that was the farthest we traveled for an installation this year.
So when somebody sees like those wonderful decorations, chances are you have your fingerprints on that. Pretty much. It's
well,
American
there's a,
Christmas is doing it, that.
Yeah, there's certainly a good deal of decor out there. We're not the only one, but we've established a nice place in this niche area.
And again, it's based in Mount Vernon, you said?
Yeah, our headquarters is in Mount Vernon. We have a 110,000 square foot facility.
How many years has that been around?
The company was founded in 1968 by my father. I've been doing this for the last 30 years, and 2018 is actually our 50th anniversary.
Golden anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now that we think of that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so it's been really successful since it first started with the humble beginnings back in the late 60s.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've had some nice growth, and not only just in terms of, you know, the volume of business, but we have 200 employees now. So, we've realized some nice success.
And how do the employees like working for the company? I mean, they really enjoy it?
Well, you know, it's a business and has its difficult times, just like any business. But there's a great sense of pride inside of our company and a great sense of family inside of our company. So, yes, I'd like to think they enjoy it, even when they're working, crazy hours during our busy season.
You know, if somebody wants to use your services and find out about American Christmas, they discover that for the first time, where can they contact you?
Well, we're based in Mount Vernon, but our website is www.americanxmas.com, and that gives a whole lot of information about the business.
And what about your hours during the week, your business hours?
Well, we're not a retail store, so, I mean, you know, we're open Monday to Friday, and there's, even on the weekends, there's almost always somebody there.
That's a good thing. All right, Fred Schwamm, American Christmas in Mount Vernon. Thanks for joining us. Have a good time tonight.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Fred. That's Fred Schwamm, a game of American Christmas, joining us here as Westchester Talk Radio is indeed broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. We're going to step aside for the short break and be back with more in just a minute.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. And we want to remind you we're produced by Sharp Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest. She is Christine Gritman, is that right?
That's right.
With Christine Gritman, Inc. They're located in Nyack in neighboring Rockland County. Good to have you with us, Christine.
Good to be here.
Is this your first time at this particular event?
This is my first time at this event. I've been to a few Business Council of Westchester events in the past. I used to work for the Journal News, but I haven't been to one in a little while. But this year I am looking to expand my business a bit more into Westchester, so it seemed like a good way to get started.
That being said, you just told me off air that you're actually looking to join the council. Tell us all about that.
Well, I do a lot of networking on my side of the bridge in Rockland, and it has really done everything for me. Really just meeting people, whether they're people who are prospective clients, people who know people. It never hurts to expand your network. And so now that I'm trying to do a bit more business in Westchester, it just seemed like a no-brainer to really get involved with some of the leading organizations in Westchester, especially since there is so much here to support business.
I'd like to hear more about what your company does.
Sure. Christine Gritman Inc. does social media, well, helps small businesses leverage their social media as best they can. A lot of small businesses, especially like mom and pops or individual proprietors, aren't sure what to do on social media. They know they've heard everywhere that they need to do it, but they don't know what to do. They might even be a bit intimidated by it. So what I do is I really absorb their needs and their brand and who they're trying to reach, and I teach them how to do it in a way that is minimal effort and maximum return.
How important is social media, I mean, in terms of being able to connect with clientele? Yes, I mean, there's the face-to-face, but social media is something, I mean, we're all on today.
Yeah, I'm a little bit biased because I think it's absolutely essential. I'm always very surprised when I go to a networking event like the one we're at this evening and I meet someone who doesn't have a LinkedIn page. I feel like that's just like you pack your business cards before an event. If you're going to go networking, have a LinkedIn so people can find you. But that being said, in general, social media is about enabling people to find you and becoming part of the conversation where they are, so they don't have to do anything out of the ordinary to seek you out. You're there.
So while you're based in Rockland, so you're looking to have more of a focus in Westchester with your company than you had before?
Yes, Westchester has so many of the type of small business that I really love. I know a lot of the people here tonight are probably from some of the larger businesses in Westchester, which is great. It's wonderful that Westchester has such a strong business community and such a strong business base. But of course, especially when you go to the Little River towns, which is where I'm mostly looking, you have a lot of those little mom and pop businesses, a lot of those businesses where the person who started it is the person who owns it, is the person who runs it, is the person you see when you walk in the door. And that's really my bread and butter. I love the tiny mom and pops.
Now, having been here at this event tonight, have you had a chance to make some initial contacts? Who have you talked to specifically?
I haven't really gotten around the room very much yet, but I'm looking forward to talking to people. And of course, because I did work for the Journal News a few years ago, I kind of have a good sense of who some of the movers and shakers are. So I'm definitely looking forward to meeting some more people tonight.
And again, just adding part of that team that you have, right? It's a team effort is what it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, if anybody would like more information about your company, Christine, where can they get in touch with you?
Well, on social media. I'm all over social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and I have a little bit of YouTube as well. And my website is very simple. It's christine.gritman.com. And Gritman is spelled G-R-I-T, like when something's gritty, and M-O-N like Monday.
That's simple. Christine Gritman, Inc. That's the name of the company.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Have some fun tonight. Best of luck to you, Christine.
Thank you.
Christine Gritman, ladies and gentlemen, with Christine Gritman, Inc., based in Nyack in neighboring Rockland County. And again, if you just joined us, Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live here at the Westchester Marriott for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. My name is Jim Cleefield. We'll be back with more right after this.
Veterans have helped protect and defend our country. To defend us, all have sacrificed some, but some have sacrificed all. The gratitude owed to veterans is immeasurable. They serve our country honorably, without question, and without asking for anything in return. Join Westchester Talk Radio as we honor our veterans with tales of heroism and sacrifice every second Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., live from Scarsdale Ford on Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. Why We Stand, a very special program made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, MSM Designs, our hosts Scarsdale Ford, and Shark Creative. And you can always listen on demand at westchestertalkradio.com under the podcast page. You can also find more information about Why We Stand at scarsdaleford.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown. We're here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with extraordinary engineer, the Mixmaster, Matty K. McCann. And we want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, and Fixed Rate Power, and also Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, we're happy to have with us, Jane Cook. She is with the Teatown Lake Reservation there in Northern Westchester, and she's also a member of the Business Council. Good to have you with us here, Jane.
Thank you so much. It's a great opportunity tonight to promote Teatown and every organization in Westchester. The BCW is such a great promoter and networker, connector, and integrator of all the wonderful resources we have in this county. I myself am most delighted to talk to announce again, I hope you've heard about it already, Eagle Fest, which is taking place at Croton Point Park on Saturday, February 10th. I was out on the sites, various sites, Monday and spotted a dozen eagles myself. They are here. And we are going to celebrate them in a month. Again, Saturday, February 10th, Croton Point Park. We're expecting about 4,000 people. BCW will be there. All the county politicians will be there. The new executive director of the county, I hope, will be there. George Latimer. George, please come. And again, we have heated tents, food trucks. We have arts opportunities for kids. We have live bird shows. And it should be a wonderful day from 9 to 4, Croton Point Park on February 10th with tons of activities. Oh, and what? How could I forget? Dar Williams, our famous, our own Mount Kisco, born and bred. Dar Williams will be performing at Eagle Fest this year. So we have Metro North discounts, and we're right at the Croton Point Park Metro North Station. So please, please join us and spread the word and call me at Teatown if you have any questions or concerns, interests in sponsorships. We are ready for you and the Eagles. Yeah, they are here.
The Eagles will fly, right?
Exactly. And they will soar. And you will soar with them on this great winter festival day. Thank you.
Now, let's talk more about the Teatown Lake Reservation for those who aren't familiar with what that's about.
We are a 1,000-acre nature preserve on Route 134 in Ossining. And although we share boundaries with Mount Kisco, Croton, and four other towns, and we're open dawn till dusk, and dogs are welcome. We encourage membership so that you can avoid the parking fee, and I hope we'll see you there any day of the week or 365 days a year.
Now, let's talk about your membership with the Business Council and what it means to you. And have you come to this kind of event before?
I have come to this event. I joined very early last year in 2017, so I was able to attend last year's event as well as this year's. I'm double dipping. And it has been terrific for building our profile, raising our profile, really getting people to recognize what we have to offer, building partnerships, establishing events for young professionals like hikes and then visits or networking events at our carriage house, which is open for rental. It's a wonderful organization. Again, we're a 1,000-acre nature preserve with an environmental science center, which has event space. So there is much to offer.
Lots to offer there. I mean, for those who've never been to the Teatown Lake Reservation, I mean, they can pretty much go all year round, right? There's always
Correct.
Something?
Correct. 365 days. We have programs every weekend and all week long. We have about 20,000 school children are served at our reservation every year.
I was going to say, how do the kids like the reservation when they go there?
They love it. We're known as one of the dirtiest camps in the county. That is to say, your kid. Sometimes we have to send kids home from summer camp with a garbage contractor bag cut out for their head, of course, but because they're so filthy that they will soil the seats in their mother's or father's car. So
that's a chance for them to get out in the open, especially during the camping season. It's good for the parents to get them out of the house. It's a really wonderful way to do that.
We have lots of animals. We have a raptor loop, which includes all the birds of prey. We have the largest collection of turtles in New York State. They're all rehabbed, so they can't go back to the wild, but we can take care of them. So they're great ambassadors of the wildlife center that we represent, that we have there at the Nature Center. So that's another wing of our Nature Center.
So since you've been a member of the Business Council, you've been able to make a lot of new contacts
to
kind of get the word out?
Tons, like Rick LaLuna, in fact, who wonderful connector. Marsha Gordon is extraordinary. Sarah James, Linda Tyler, John Ravitz for advocacy. There's just so much to learn about how this county can leverage itself and really take advantage of places like Teatown and find partners in all the businesses as well. So Doug Singer is another one who comes to mind as a really great proponent of networking in the county and making it strong and healthy economically.
Yeah, they really are wonderful people. They do a fantastic job, not only with this event, but all the events they do
each and every year. They really, really do.
They're incredible. Marsha Gordon is really a stellar example of turning networking into a business opportunity for everybody. New businesses, old businesses, non-for-profits, for-profits. She really has integrated a wonderful fabric that the whole county can rely on.
So if anybody would like more information about the T-Town Lake Reservation or this event that you have coming up on the 10th at Croton Point Park, is there any way they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, my email address, and I'd love to hear from you, is jcook@ttown.org. That's J-C-O-O-K-E. Don't forget that E, at T-Town, T-E-A-T-O-W-N.org, O-R-G. And you can certainly look us up and call me. My phone number, hold on, I hardly call it, so I don't know. Here it is. It's 914-762-2912, extension 113. Again, 914-762-2912, extension 113. But anyone at T-Town who answers the phone will be able to help you for sure. Check our website. We have some beautiful images and opportunities. We've got a great quiz online right now in our email news about tracks. Can you identify various snow tracks of the various animals who visit the T-Town Reservation?
Great information. Well, Jane, thanks for joining us. Enjoy tonight, and I'm sure we'll see you again soon.
I hope so. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. That's Jane Cook, again, with the T-Town Lake Reservation located in Ossining in northern Westchester. My name is Jim Cleefield. Again, Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott here in Tarrytown for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. We're going to step aside for the short break and be back right after this.
That was fun.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser? Now tell me, have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown, and we are here for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer, and we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, he also is a member of the Business Council of Westchester, and he is Stephen Klappau. He's with a company called Berlin Productions. They're located in White Plains. Good to have you, Stephen.
Thank you very much for having me.
Berlin Productions, for those who aren't familiar, that's a marketing agency?
Yeah, we're a full-service marketing agency, and we deal with promotions, business-to-business, business-to-consumer, and we work across all markets, really, whether it's education, healthcare, consumer packaged goods, really anything anybody needs marketing help with, and we're full-service, so we do everything.
How long has that been around?
We've been around for over 30 years. We've really morphed into what we are today. We started out as a husband and wife illustration team. Rick Berlin started the company with his wife Rose, and they worked on illustration for many years. And then when the internet actually became a big thing, and companies started developing media for it, they got into that, and we grew into a full agency from that.
Now, how about from a standpoint perspective of being a member of the Business Council, how's that helped you?
It's helped us tremendously. The one thing that I really would say first is I feel like the Business Council has given us a tremendous amount of support in helping us market our business. There's a lot of opportunity. We're sponsored tonight And I think that just things like that and having those opportunities have been really great at helping us get our name out there and even get our abilities out there. We, you know, we were the cocktail sponsor tonight, so we came up with a signature cocktail for the event. We came up with specialized napkins. We came up with drink tags that are on all the wine glasses. So it's little things like that that we think of that the typical agency might not. But also we feel that the Business Council has just been indispensable in terms of being a networking tool, not just giving us exposure, but it's events like this that we really get to meet a lot of the other members of the business community here. And because we work with so many different types of businesses and the Business Council represents so many different types, it's really it's a great match for us.
And again, it's helped with your clientele. It's helped to increase business for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The introductions that we make are invaluable. I mean, we do a lot of our own marketing and a lot of our own outreach, but I think, you know, just being affiliated with the Business Council, being listed on the website, sponsoring these events, and also just the advocacy that we get from a lot of the people who work for the Business Council has been huge.
Describe more of what your clientele is all about, who use your services.
Well, you know, the typical person that we deal with is in charge of making the marketing decisions for their company. It could be a medium to large size business, but we work across industries. So really, we're not in any one specific industry. One of the things that we're especially skilled at is really getting to learn all about our businesses and getting up to speed. So we deal with very technical businesses, and then we deal with, you know, like consumer packaged goods from juices to coffees. You know, we've worked with Kraft Foods. We've worked with brands like Starbucks, with Sprint. So we really get to know all sorts of different kinds of businesses, and their needs are really varied too. They may need some marketing strategy, help developing a marketing plan, or they'll need something very specific and tactical, like a video or a website or a microsite developed for a specific promotion. Sometimes they come to us for even sales presentations, or they're doing a product launch and they want to do something huge for it, to do a video. Really anything our clients need, we're there for them. But I think part of the value we bring is also just coming up with the strategy. A lot of companies know they need marketing, but they don't know specifically what they need.
And so now that you have a real broad cross-section of those companies, from food retailers to high-tech, you pretty much do it all.
Yeah, it's true. We do work across industries. You know, we've worked with legal. You know, right now I'm working with a reinsurance company, which I know sounds very dry, but it actually, there's a lot of interesting nuances to it. And then, you know, and then we deal with consumer packaged goods. We're dealing with a fruit drink company now that's very well known. So it's those sorts of things that it definitely makes life interesting, and it makes a job, you know, one that I don't get tired of every day, because there's something new every day.
So is there anything big in the pipeline for 2018 that you'd like to share with us?
We actually just had a huge kickoff meeting today with an industrial products company, which I know usually sounds pretty patently unsexy, but the work that they have us doing to expand their trade show presence is going to be really great for us. So that's we're really excited about that.
All right. Well, Stephen, good to have you with us. I hope you had fun tonight. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sleeping Clapow, ladies and gentlemen. Again, he's with Berlin Productions. That's a marketing agency in White Plains. We're going to step aside for another break. Our next guest coming up right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live here at the Westchester Marriott for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year blast. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with Maddie the K, Matt K, and our extraordinary engineer. And we want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Our final guest for the night, I'm happy to have with us here, Raul Olave. He's an IT consultant locally here, and he works with clients throughout the entire tri-state area and, of course, also the county region of Westchester, Putnam, Orange, you name it. Good to have you, Raul.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're not yet a member of the Business Council, but you said to me off air you were looking to become a member. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what did you think of this meetup tonight here, this annual bash?
So I was here last year as well under another company, but this is an invaluable event. You get to meet a lot of different people from many different industries and different backgrounds, and I feel like this event always gets bigger and better every single year. Marcia and the team always do a good outstanding job of, you know, bringing the right people together and making this an awesome event for people to attend.
Yeah, they really do have the finger on the pulse of the county in terms of the business climate out there and getting clients out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about you on this. An IT consultant, what exactly do you do?
So what I do is I help small, mid-sized companies from, you know, one-man shop all the way up to a 100-man shop evaluate their technology. And what I mean by that is we do managed IT services and IT management and support for those types of companies. We don't just do the simple setup and leave type of situation. We do ongoing maintenance and making sure that everything is running in a well-oiled machine, and that's making sure that they have all the updates that they need and making sure that they're working in a secure, productive environment, and they have the ability to grow and leverage technology on a daily basis to grow their business.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned security. I mean, mm-hmm. IT is a real critical part of the infrastructure of any business, in particular in this climate. I mean, you know, keeping technology safe, you know, especially with hackers out there and all.
Yes. You know, a lot of the things I've been focusing on, especially in the last couple of days and the last couple of weeks, ending 2017 and coming into 2018, is doing a lot of network and security assessments. You know, a lot of our clients ask us about, you know, how's my security or how are we protected? And we go in and we evaluate everything from, you know, the basic network protocols all the way up to the more sophisticated things, and we help them or recommend to them how to lock down and keep their system secure on that front.
Are those some of the more frequently asked questions you get from clients, let's say, are coming to you for the first time?
Well, that, and then also how to, you know, is antivirus the only thing that we can use to protect our business? And that's normally, yes, that is a line of defense, but you also need some other protections and things to put in place, like a firewall. And some other items that would, you know, help secure your network, you know, throughout the year and throughout time. I mean, none of this is foolproof because hackers always find new and inventive ways to get into
your... Very sophisticated, aren't they?
Yes, they're very sophisticated. So for us, it's always about how do we prevent and how do we get to the forefront of those types of situations so that way... our clients are always up and running no matter what.
So every time you hear, let's say, if there's a virus, mm-hmm. let's say, that's cropped up, mm-hmm. or you hear, let's say, internationally, I mean, you kind of like our first line of defense for that?
Yeah. So what we do is with our help desk team, we help the business person or the person on the other end of the line. We try doing a remediation right up front and try to get that virus and or malware removed from the computer. And then after that, we try to see if we can clean it up and make sure that it runs more smoothly afterwards.
Yeah, you want to make it a well-oiled machine because that's really critical.
Yep.
If anybody would like more information about your consulting firm, can they get in touch with you individually? What can they do?
Yeah, they can give us a call at 914-292-0815, or they can visit our website. It's www.itbusinesshero.com.
And what are your hours?
We operate from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
So usually regular business hours.
Yeah, regular business hours.
All right, sounds good. Raul Olave, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you had a good time tonight, and hopefully you'll be joining soon, I guess.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Raul. Raul Olave, an IT consultant here in Westchester, and our final guest here for tonight. And that'll do it for this segment here of Westchester Talk Radio. Hope you enjoyed it. We've been broadcasting live this evening from the Westchester Marriott in Tarrytown for the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 New Year Blast. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host, and again, to my engineer extraordinaire, Matt Cahan, thanks for all the great work that you do. Our buddy, our CEO, Andrew Castellano of Shark Media and Shark Creative, thanks so much for setting this up as well. And to you at home, at the audience, hope you enjoyed this night as well. Well, that'll do it for this evening, and we want to remind you again, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, have a good evening, everybody. Enjoy the night. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.